Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're here at the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and our guest right now is author Carrie Chapin. She has written a book called Grow Your Handmade Business. Hello, Carrie.
Hello.
So what kind of business are we talking? What do you want us to grow here?
Any kind of creative business. Anybody who wants to make a living working either with their hands or their mind without a specific education or specific skills towards a more traditional kind of business. So if you wanted to have a crafts business, if you wanted to have a graphic design business, if you were looking to run the business end of your music career, any sort of creative business.
What was happening in your life that you decided to write this book?
Actually, I was working as a buyer for a home goods store that I was managing, and my focus for the store was eco-friendly home goods. And back in 2007, those were a lot more difficult to find than they are today. And a few years earlier, a website had come on the scene called Etsy.com, and I was browsing Etsy, and I was finding a lot of handmade sellers that were making eco-friendly products, and I kept trying to get them to work with me as a buyer, and I would ask them for things like their wholesale costs or their minimums or their line sheets or samples, and they didn't know how to work with me as a buyer. And previous to being a buyer, I'd been a publicist and a marketer for 15 years in the nonprofit sector. And when the store closed due to the recession in 2008, I just put all of that information I had shared with creative people together into a book called The Handmade Marketplace, which was my first book. And so I really wanted to be a part of that creative community, but I had no desire to actually crochet a living for myself. I wanted to be involved on the back end, which was exactly how I felt about the theater when I was working in the theater. I wanted to be a part of it, but I did not want to be an actor.
Okay, I have a hobby, and it's a creative hobby. And I'm thinking, you know what? Maybe I could turn this into a business. I'm certainly passionate about it. Maybe I can make money doing it. What's the best piece of advice you could give me?
To really, truly believe in yourself. A lot of people who make things by hand, their heart and their ego is tied into that. And if you want to be successful, you have to learn how to remove your emotions from your work. And you have to believe in yourself enough to market yourself, whether it's behind a computer screen on social media or at a show or by approaching local shop owners in your area. You have to really separate yourself from your feelings in order to get your work out there.
There are a lot of people out there who would like to be entrepreneurs, but they are afraid. In fact, I think if you could categorize people, they would either consider themselves entrepreneurs or, no, I'm not entrepreneurial at all, and there never seems to be any in between. So what can you do for them? What can you say to them that turns their heads to make them believe in themselves that they could do something like this?
Well, I think it's really a lot about just encouraging people. I mean, the world needs what people make. The world wants to know what people have to offer. And if you can just make that little leap, and sometimes the way to do that is to look at things really strategically, which is what Grow Your Handmade Business is about. If you can train your brain to look at your business as a business and then put your heart into your product, then there's a difference there where it just makes more sense to all of us, I think, where you can say, okay, that marketing approach didn't really work. I need to try something new, but it's not related to the quality of my good or the desire that the market has for what I make. I just need to try something different on the back end. And I think teaching people to separate the business from the passion will really help people get a lot farther along, because it's difficult to look at things from both sides of the coin. But if people can do that, then they can be pretty much unstoppable.
Do you tap into the knowledge of other experts when it comes to this?
Absolutely. I've compiled a group of people in both of my books that I call the Creative Collective. And these are people who cover the entire spectrum of creative businesses. People who are just starting out, people who have left their day jobs to pursue their work full time, people who are really, really successful, to people who are just still working off of their kitchen table while they are a dental hygienist during the day. And I ask those people for their honest accounts of everything from their successes to their mistakes to things they would never do again to how did they become to accept their accounting, if not love it. How do they do things? I think if people can see real life examples of what they want to do or become, then they can gain confidence themselves to do it.
Have you heard from people who have been successful as a result of reading your work?
I'm very lucky, and I hear from people almost every single day who have benefited from the Handmade Marketplace. And with the letters that I receive from people or people that I meet in at shows, that's where the idea for Grow Your Handmade Business came to be. I took all of their suggestions, questions, things they loved or things that they need and they can't find resources for, and I compiled all of that together, which is the second book.
Wonderful. The book, once again, is called Grow Your Handmade Business. The publisher is Story Publishing. The author is Carrie Chapin. Carrie, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.